namely bringing God to people. And it really struck me. Because it isn't at all what I think of as what Osho does. It isn't what I think of as what I do. And it isn't even, in my way of thinking, what really happens at all. It's kind of like it's only the first half step. If the phenomenon is bringing God to people, that's not much. Because lots of people for eons have been bringing God to people, and that's how we've gotten philosophies and religions and all kinds of ideas about. But it was never my experience that Osho brings God to people. And it's never my intention in the work that I do to bring God to anybody. I have one and only one job as far as I see it. It's not to bring God to you, it's to bring you to God. It's a wacky notion to think God needs to come to you. You might wait a long time if you're waiting for God to come to you. What's much more practical, what actually makes a difference, what actually will transform your entire life is if you recognize, if you see it as you're going to God, not God going to you. And certainly, if you're over the age of 15, you've been taught all kinds of stuff about God. God has been brought to you in 10,000 different ways already, with all kinds of flavors and in all kinds of forms, and with all kinds of notions attached and every which way. You've had more gods coming at you than you probably wanted. You got Christian gods coming at you, and Hindu gods coming at you, and Muslim gods coming at you. Atheist gods coming at you. Pagan gods coming at you. So when the process is about bringing God to you, then anything is possible. It can take any form. It can be any wacky idea. But if it's you going to God, it's completely different. It may start out wacky, but the very going operates like a sifting process. The actual going, even if you're on the wrong road, even if you've taken a massive wrong turn, just the very going has an effect on you. Just the fact that that's your view of it, just the fact that you've made that intention, just the fact that something has called to you and you're trying to respond. That very process itself starts to winnow out, get rid of all kinds of rough edges, all kinds of wrong ideas, all kinds of arrogant attitudes. Because ultimately, the further you go, the further you go in humility. A humbling is part of that process. It can't not be. You may not start that way, In fact, I don't think many people do. It's very rare to start that way. There may be a few more rarefied souls that start that way, but most people start from the position of the deep arrogance they've always been living in. Luckily, that's not a prevention. But as you go further, as you go along,